This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Good evening.
Good evening, Lon.
Yes.
Getting ready for this weather I'm about to tell you about.
Yeah, baby.
But first, let me tell you about the Illini Inn, which is where we're going to be a week from today, next Friday, for our first ever for game day show.
Right.
First ever.
Right. At Illini
Inn. Drive, yeah.
Yep.
You're going to want to be there. Check us out. Come have some wings, some pizza, some beer for sure.
That may be the weekend that they try to eclipse 100,000 on the Mug Club. So if that is,
I got timing
awesome.
Out just right because I'm not in the mug club just
I think
yet.
I think what you do is you have to get into a drawing for it.
Okay.
So they're not just going to let somebody sit there
right.
and wait. You have to get into a drawing for it, and you can win like free draft beer for a year or something, or it's only $1 or so. I need to remember what I was looking at with regards to the poster that was up in Illini. But I'll make sure I get that before.
Yep, we're gonna have a lot of fun over there next Friday, and then of course Illinois and Akron the next day. Right now, it's 79 and partly cloudy, down to about 54 tonight. A beautiful weekend, 77 on Saturday, 79 on Sunday. ESPN Radio.
Hans, I let you in the room, but you don't get to talk.
I might interrupt occasionally.
I just said that you can come in the room so you don't have to deal with Andrew.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
that's
but
a blessing.
But we are going to have Serving It Up with Hans later this hour. Are you ready for that?
Yes.
Okay, he's got it ready. All right, Hans, so you're clipped now, your mic. Too much Hans, you know, that's although people,
in moderation.
People want it. I know they do, but we're going to make him wait. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper. You heard Hans, he's here. Great guest to start the show off. Jeff Alexander was in studio, Illini men's basketball assistant to the head coach.
If you missed it, podcast that.
Yes. How old is Jeff? Or how young is Jeff?
Not sure.
Do you know? I didn't know if you knew that. He's a young man, and it's awesome that he has this role with Illinois, and I'm guessing he's a guy that brings a lot of talent to that position because, as mentioned, he played for Coach Underwood. Now he coaches for Coach Underwood, and he can relate to a lot of these players that are now in the same position that he was.
Absolutely. That's what he's able to do. He's listed here on the Illini website as a 17-year vet, so you can try to do the math while I break this thing
17-year
down.
17-year vet.
In the profession. So he did. He played at Lincoln, graduated from Lincoln in 95.
Oh, okay. There you go.
He's pretty young.
Yeah, he is.
Especially, you know, relative to that profession. So, been doing it for a while, though. He played for Coach Underwood in JUCO.
Okay.
And then he obviously is now here at Illinois. He was
Love
at
it.
Evansville before that, Eastern Illinois before that. So he's been all around. He's seen the coaching side of it. He knows what recruiting is about for sure.
Awesome.
He's kind of have his hand in a lot of different areas and definitely works hard and is a great guy.
Well, it just so happened that he was joining us today and the Illinois basketball schedule was released. The official schedule was released. We're going to go not through the schedule. We just did that last hour, but we're going to give you the highs and kind of the games to look for. I'm also going to ask you, Derek, with the single plays in Big Ten, did Illinois get a break with that or not? And you and I, believe it or not, both came up with the same exact record for this Illinois basketball team with our predictions. There's a couple of different ones in there that you picked that I didn't. The other thing we looked at was big wins.
What
are those
wins.
Marquee wins? And you and I were looking through it, and we don't know that we have that many. So we'll touch on that as we come back, or not come back. We're not leaving, but we do need to do this. It's time for The Drive.
Time is brought to you by Honda BMW Champaign. For a wide selection of new and used vehicles, check out Honda BMW Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy and online at drivechampaign.com.
All right, let's start with this Illinois basketball schedule. You've got a non-conference schedule that Derek and I both think Illinois can go 10-1 in.
Yep.
Worst case, I think 9-2. And the way it plays out is you've got an away game at Grand Canyon, and then an away game at Arizona, and that's a team, Derek, you think will be a top 25 team.
I think they will. They're bringing in a very, very talented freshman class. They also bring back Chase Jeter, who was a transfer from Duke, who played pretty well for them last year. They did have a big loss over this offseason where they had a point guard who was a freshman last year, going to be a sophomore, went down with knee injury. He's done for the year. But Nico Mannion is a five-star. They have another McDonald's All-American as well. So young team, very, very talented. I have Illinois penciled in for a loss there. I do think it's a game they can win.
Yeah.
But very tough environment to go into early in the season.
If you are a season ticket holder for Illinois basketball, here's your home games early. You've got Lewis in an exhibition, Nicholls State, Hawaii, the Citadel, Hampton, Miami of Florida. That's the Big East.
Big Ten ACC.
I'm sorry, Big East. Big Ten, 10 ACC. I don't know why I always do that. And then you would have Michigan, which we'll talk about in a minute, Old Dominion, and then, of course, North Carolina A&T. You also have the Missouri game thrown in there, Derek, a game that Illinois lost last year, and you mentioned it in the last hour. Io didn't play that well. Look for him to bounce back. That game, by the way, on December 21st.
Yeah, that one is, as soon as the schedule comes out, everybody circles that one.
No doubt.
And there's going to be, you know, that's kind of been a rivalry that has had some streaks, has gone a couple years one way. Illinois obviously won it for like 6 or 7 years in a row.
Yes.
Before that. So I think Illinois is going to make sure that Missouri doesn't build their own streak after winning last year.
And if you're wondering, that is a Saturday. That is a Saturday in St. Louis. So there you go. You be ready, prepare for that. Big Ten wise, you and I both have Illinois going 12-8.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
And I that puts him at 22-9 overall for the season. Highlights of that, you start December 7th. Now remember, kids, we start with two games in the non-conference and then play some more non-conference and then go back to the Big Ten slate again. It's not easy to start. It's at Maryland on December 7th, and then you've got Michigan at home.
Yeah, Maryland is a projected top 10 team nationally in the preseason. I think there are a lot of people picking them number two in the Big Ten. Going there is going to be really, really tough. Jalen Smith is a big-time player, going to be in the NBA next year, I think. Anthony Cowan, of course, and they've got some talented wings as well. So, yeah, your first five opponents in Big Ten play, you can look back and look at the league standings last year. It was the top five teams.
Wow. And what Derek's alluding to. No. So after you play at Maryland, then come home against Michigan on December 11th, I think a game they win.
Yes.
Then you start in January to start off the January 2nd, you're at Michigan State, home against Purdue, and then at Wisconsin on the 2nd, 5th, and 8th.
Yeah, that's another tough stretch. Of course, Michigan State, preseason number one in the country, a lot of people's minds. Going there, an Illinois team that we both have penciled down as 11-2 at that point. There'd be a ton of excitement around that game. Big opportunity for a marquee win, as we've been talking about.
Big time.
Even if you lose that, Purdue at home.
Yep.
I think that's an opportunity to win that one. Purdue, I still think, is going to be a good team. But getting them at home, I think a lot of people expect Illinois to win. And then the game you said you're not going to watch at Wisconsin. I am guaranteeing August 23rd. The streak will end. Wisconsin won 15 straight against Illinois. They will not win the 16th.
I like that. Okay, and that's the only time Illinois plays Wisconsin. Those first five, at Maryland, Michigan at home, at Michigan State, Purdue at home, at Wisconsin, what is the ceiling and what is the floor? In other words, what's the best Illinois could hope for? Is 3-2 probably the best with losses at Michigan State and at Maryland?
I think you would expect the Michigan win. And then, yeah, I think 3-2 is on the optimistic side. You could convince me into 4-1.
Okay.
But that means you either upset at Maryland or at Michigan State.
Yeah.
Got the Wisconsin streak that's just weird in
there.
So yeah, 3-2, I would say. And then the floor, winning only one of those games probably.
Yeah. And that's Michigan.
Yeah, probably Michigan.
Okay. I mean, so there's a chance you could be 1-4.
You do not want to start 1-4.
You don't. Now, there is a chance to bounce back.
There is.
You don't want to do that. Then you've got, well, speaking of bouncing back, after those five, then you go the next five, Rutgers at home, Northwestern at home. Hello, thank you. Then at Purdue, at Michigan, and Minnesota at home. So out of those five, I could see this team going 4-1 with a win at Michigan. I don't think you win at Purdue.
Yeah, again, Purdue is one of the toughest places to play in the country. That's really tough. I'm not penciling that one down. I do think that at Michigan, there are a couple swing games in here, and I think at Michigan is one of those where it's kind of a toss-up where I would give Illinois the benefit of the roster. You're just playing on the road.
Right.
And is this team ready to go on the road and beat some people? So tournament teams do that.
Yep.
You mentioned marquee wins. Michigan, I don't know if they're going to be a tournament team. They're probably going to be hovering around the bubble, in my opinion. But a win at Michigan would look good on a resume.
No doubt. And then in February, here goes the next five-game slate. Actually, let me just break this down in three. You've got at Iowa, Maryland at home, and Michigan State at home. If you could go 2-1 there, you'd be in great shape.
Yes.
I could easily see you going 1-2, maybe beating Maryland, losing at Iowa, and losing at home to Michigan State. But two wins there, you can see.
Without knowing Bohannon's status, it's kind of tough to judge Iowa, because if they have him and he's right and you're playing in Carver-Hawkeye, that's where I think you'd hope to – you'd be okay with going 1-1 with at Iowa and Maryland. But, yeah, of course, you're hoping to go to Iowa, win that game. Maryland pulled the upset at home.
Yeah.
I think Illinois is due for one of those.
No doubt.
I mean, they pulled one last year over Michigan State. I'm not picking them to beat Michigan State. Of course, they played them really well.
They did.
They know how to play against Cassius Winston. I'd say 2-1 is yeah, optimistic and what you'd hope for, yeah.
Now, February 15th starts the slate of the schedule you're going to love, Illinois fans. It's at Rutgers, at Penn State, Nebraska at home, at Northwestern, and then Indiana at home. I think Illinois, a good Illinois team, goes 5-0.
You should get hot there.
Yeah.
You really should. The Penn State matchup is interesting because
no doubt.
But I think that now all of a sudden you have Kofi to match up against Mike Watkins.
Yes.
It's a little bit better where you look around the league and that's been a mismatch. Who's playing the four to guard Lamar Stevens is still one that you got to wonder about. But again, Illinois has the matchup in the backcourt. I think Illinois obviously can win that game. I have that one penciled down. You have Wisconsin.
I have Wisconsin
as a loss. I have at Penn State as a loss.
Fair enough.
It's a winnable game. Both of them are winnable games.
Final two games of the slate at Ohio State, March 4th. That will be an interesting game. That's a single play against the Buckeyes. And then Iowa at home, March 8th. And, you know, that game against Iowa at home right before the Big Ten tournament, which is the 11th through the 15th, that could be a big game with Iowa. You know, that's I like the schedule. I don't mind it. Do you like the single plays? So what, you're at Ohio State?
At Ohio State, at Penn State, at Wisconsin.
At Wisconsin.
Those are the single plays that they don't play here in Champaign, which you don't get a ton of favors, I think, in the single plays because your home onlys are Indiana, Minnesota, Nebraska.
Oh, yeah.
I think you'd be fine with playing at Minnesota and at Nebraska.
Yes.
Both are going to be down. Ohio State, you would have loved to see them come to Champaign, and Wisconsin, you'd like to see them come Champaign to attend that streak.
So I don't think Illinois they got hammered with it, but
no.
I certainly don't think they got many favors. How about marquee wins? As we look at this, you and I both had Purdue, a win against Purdue at home as a marquee win.
Yep. And at home against Maryland.
That's right. Those would be two marquee. Miami of Florida, we hope that that team is good enough to maybe.
You got
to
hope that team's better than the ACC.
Right.
It's competitive. Mizzou, we don't know what they're going to be, but they could be decent.
Old Dominion was a tournament team last year. I don't know how their conference sets up.
Right.
They may be a team that makes it back to the tournament, so that could be a nice one there. And then, you know, if you can get that win at Arizona, that'd be huge.
That's true. And this team is capable, right?
I agree.
They're absolutely capable of doing it. And you need to be able to go on the road, whether it's at Michigan or at Iowa or at Penn State, even at Ohio State.
Yep.
This team's capable of doing that. And marquee wins are more important than volume of wins.
Fair enough.
Of course, we have them both at 22 wins, 12-8 in the Big Ten. That'd be, in my mind, good enough to get in the tournament.
Same here.
Especially if you beat Maryland and Purdue. But, yeah, you'd want one more, especially one on the road.
Yep, and you got a guy like Iowa and Georgie that the world needs to see.
Yep.
So we'll let him do that. Can you wrap us up real quick on Drive Time?
This is Drive Time brought to you by Honda BMW Champaign for a wide selection of new and used vehicles. Check out Honda BMW Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy and online at drivechampaign.com.
I want you to call Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, that's CMI, for pricing and schedule your equipment survey today. Got heavy equipment that's not performing at 100%? CMI can help. They do preventative maintenance on wet and dry vacs, sweepers, scrubbers, and most commercial cleaning equipment. Preventative maintenance with CMI keeps your commercial cleaning equipment performing at its peak. Call CMI at 359-6262. Of course, that's 217-359-6262. You can schedule an appointment. CMI, clean your janitorial and equipment experts. That's CMI Clean. I put that all together. Now, here's what we got, Derek. The last four days, I have made people try to make me laugh. Hans D can make me laugh, believe it or not. But we've gotten one in. Yesterday we had a ton of them. Today is the last day for you to have a chance to win tickets to see Jim Gaffigan at the State Farm Center, and that concert is on October 17th, and we are giving away two tickets today for free to somebody that physically, I mean, I have to laugh at.
Yeah, and you're picking the best one today. Earlier in the week, you picked the first one to make you laugh. You're going to evaluate all the options and pick the best.
Exactly. One. So you have a chance right now to make me laugh at 359-2255. I need you to text that in at 359-2255. Text in your joke. Try to make it clean. We get a couple that are close, but try to make it clean. And
we'd like to read it on air.
Absolutely. So. Totally agree with that. All right, we've got Who You Got coming up at the end of the hour. Is Hans, are you moderating that?
At the end of the hour, I cannot.
Oh, that's right, because you've got...
USTA.
That's right. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Hans has to leave again.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he always does.
The shots
this is what he always does. Maybe we'll get Andrew to play Who You Got with us. Nope, he's not doing it. He is too scared to come on the radio.
Yeah.
12 years old and scared to death to come on the radio.
You hate to see it.
But boy, off the air, he's the cockiest kid you've ever met, isn't he, Hans?
Totally.
So we're going to take a break. When we come back, serving it up with Hans, and then Derek and I are going to talk some baseball, then another break, then Who You Got. So a busy hour. Make me laugh. Jokes coming in, 359-2255. It is The Drive.
Lowe's helps pros like you do the job right by having more of what you need in stock, and it's savings you can count on every day. Like Valspar 2000 Paint Plus Primer starting at just $19.98 a gallon. And whether you're updating properties or building new homes, get up to 40% off select appliance special values with four-piece kitchen suites as low as $1,160. For your next job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offer valid through September 11th. U.S. only.
Introducing the next generation of SiriusXM with all new features, exclusively on the SiriusXM app and online. Enjoy over 100 ad-free extra channels filled with music for any mood. Create your own ad-free music stations with personalized stations powered by Pandora. Watch video of your favorite shows and performances, and listen in more places than ever because listening outside the car is now included in even more packages. Visit SiriusXM.com/connect to start listening today.
I never get sick. Never taken a sick day. I'm not going to let a little thing like a 100-degree fever stop my business. You know what really makes me sick? Downtime. You know the cure to downtime? Grainger. With same-day pickup, next-day delivery options, and time-saving inventory solutions, Grainger keeps our facility running and fit as a fiddle. Some people go to the doctor. I go to America's trusted source for industrial supplies. Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Jeff was a boring drinker. Jeff got his American lager and would sometimes splurge with a whiskey and cola. That is, until he discovered Atties. It changed his taste in drinks forever. He started off with a Long Island Army and got braver with an Orange Crush. And then finished off the evening with a house-infused Sangrini. Now friends ask Jeff for drink recommendations.
Expose yourself to new drinks. Head on over to Atties Bar and Grill in Urbana at 2600 South Stone Creek Boulevard.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com.
Your dreams require dedication and innovation, and Busey is the trusted advisor to make those dreams reality. Whether you're saving for your child's education, keeping the family in the family business, or planning your dream retirement, Busey's team can help. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Life packs plenty of surprises. You never know what waits around the next corner, but you can prepare for it. Ask your local Pekin insurance agent about affordable term or whole life insurance policy. You'll worry less, enjoy your time more, and have a plan for the unexpected. Request a free life insurance quote at PekinInsurance.com and start protecting your future today. Our local agents will provide you with beyond the expected advice and service.
It's not ironic that the last four digits of Rosati's are 2334. The two best Chicago athletes wore number 23 and number 34. And Rosati's makes some of the best Chicago-style pizza in Champaign-Urbana. 23, the number of the greatest basketball player ever, Michael Jordan. Like Rosati's, they always are delivering in the clutch. Walter Payton or Sweetness wore number 34. Rosati's has a smooth and sweet sauce that packs a powerful punch of flavor on their pie like Walter Payton in the end zone. So get the legendary Chicago-style pizza by dialing 328-2334 or 328, Michael Jordan, Walter Payton.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. Once again, I'm hosting the Live to Lead mega event at the iHotel on Friday, October 11th. John Maxwell and four speakers, Angela Ahrens, Marcus Buckingham, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com. So bring your team. I guarantee you'll be better equipped with new perspectives, practical tools, and key takeaways. Improving our minds is like working out. We can't go to the gym just once and expect to be in shape. It's a continuous process. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
Hi, it's Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Bank. We know some of you are exploring, and we know some of you are expecting, and some looking to retire from your first house, one big enough for all the kids, to that warm vacation escape. So that's why we want to make it easy and lend you the money that you need. So come see me, Rhonda Lash, at CIBM Bank.
Upgrading or buying? Email Rhonda.Lash at CIBMMortgage.com or call 390-9310. NMLS number 1772943.
He revolutionized dining in Central Illinois forever. He's passionate about the cuisine he serves and brings creative ideas to the kitchen. Visit Naya and let Chef Thad Morrow take you on a journey that is both playful and traditional, with a pragmatic approach to simple preparation and an eye for detail in creating deep and complex flavors. This is Chef Morrow at his very best. Visit Chef Thad and his team at Naya on 212 East Green Street in Champaign. Naya, time-honored Asian cooking with bright, flavorful Italian dishes.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lon Tay and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
All right, it's the drive. Lon Tay, Derek Piper. It's Friday. That's the day we're supposed to be all fired up and hyper and everything. I just keep yawning.
Yeah.
What is going on with me?
I don't know.
You were being very domestic today.
Yeah, no, I was.
Sure.
That's true.
Lawns.
I had a, I mowed a couple of yards. I worked early. I got to work early. I don't know. I'm just tired today. Going to St. Louis tomorrow.
Yeah, you're just catching up on that.
Maybe that's it.
Your body's telling you you need to sleep for the for the game.
For the St. Louis game tomorrow. That's a good
and
point.
And for next Friday. Next Friday, you better be geeked up.
Oh, I will be. You get me there. You get me there, and I'm good to go. Yeah, we'll be at Illini Inn for our first game day. We're just a week and a day away from Illinois football starting against Akron. I cannot wait for that. I cannot wait to get things going. So we'll do that. We'll do that in a week and a day. All right, Hans, I'm making you sweat because you have to leave here for tennis, correct?
Yeah.
But you have a serving it up?
Yes.
Okay, so Derek, you've got to hit the you got to hit the music.
This was Hans's choice on music.
Yeah, it's a lot of breathing.
For the record.
There we go. Yeah, go ahead.
This is stirring up with Hans D. In tennis at the Western and Southern Open, Daniil Medvedev defeated David Goffin in straight sets. The U.S. Open starts on Monday in New York City. Last week in the USTA 7 Mixed Doubles League at the Atkins Center, Team Skaggs won all three matches to win the league. Last night, Team Skaggs defeated Team Yang 3-0 last night. And tonight, guess who we're playing?
Team Skaggs.
No, that's us.
Oh, that is you.
The rival, Team Kuntz.
Oh, again?
Oh, they're back.
Yeah, again. We'll try beating
them.
Have
you beaten them yet?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're in first place. We clinched that. So hopefully tonight we'll go 10-2.
Got it.
In golf last weekend in the BMW Championship, Justin Thomas won at 25 under after shooting the course record the day before. Currently going on at the Tour Championship, Justin Thomas and Brooks Koepka are tied for first at 13 under. Play has been suspended through the second round. Tomorrow is the start of the Tahiti Pro, where the best surfers in the world will compete in one of the top events of the summer.
Do they ever get eaten by a shark?
Yeah, I mean, they do. Every tournament, at least one.
Just one that gets, maybe they just lose an arm or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to see it happen, but it has to happen, right?
Yeah, of course. And it looks like there are a couple swells coming from the southwest, so it'll be pretty nice.
Wow, you already checked that out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Check the weather, check the forecast. This is Serving Up with Hans D.
I don't like that song.
Oh.
You know why I don't like it? Because
the breathing.
Well, that sounds more the breathing. But it only comes out of one side of my headphone.
I only got one on my ear, the other one's
off.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, I should have taken it off that side.
Well, I think that's a you problem.
Yeah, that is a you problem. Yeah. That's right. That, or a me problem. And that. All right, Hans D, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
You talk smack?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I'll jump over that and start beating people up.
Well, you don't have to do that. I just mean talk smack.
Well, I skip to the physical part.
Oh, okay.
As long as I don't touch the net as I jump over, it's fine.
Do you crush tennis balls right at them?
On occasion.
And then say, hey, if you don't like it, get off my court.
Yeah.
And they're like, Hans, this is kind of a family event. And you're like, I don't care. I think that would be awesome if you did that tonight. I think that would be
incredible. I'll do it for you.
Please do it. All right, Hans, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That is Hans D., the Serving It Up with Hans. He was happy enough to give us an hour and a half today. We really appreciate that from Hans. All right, Derek Piper, are you ready? That is a baseball sound, and we have baseball to talk. Most of the time this week, Derek, it has been fun to visit about baseball because the Cardinals have won, but the Cubs have continued to win.
That's right.
That changed today. They lose 9-3 at Wrigley against the Nationals, and now the Cardinals now sit a half game back with Flaherty on the mound with a chance to go up a half game tonight. I don't know if this thing is going to continue to be a half game, game and a half.
Be fun if it was.
It would be. But for now, I'm going to enjoy it. And tonight, the Cardinals with a win would have a chance to jump back in. Isn't it fun? I know you look at this NL Central, and if you look at the records of every other division, and then you look at the records of the NL Central, you could sit there and theorize and say, well, this division's just bad.
Yeah.
Or you could look at it and say they're beating up on each other, like Drew Dickinson said, the Illini baseball pitching coach. Regardless, it is August 23rd. I'm going to be somewhere tonight having a beer, watching the Cardinals game, knowing that my team this late in the season has a chance to jump into first.
That's what it's all about.
Yep.
And I mean, the Cubs and Cardinals, they are also in the wild card chase, whoever it happens to be behind on that particular day. So it's not like these aren't legit playoff teams. It's just, when you look at what the Dodgers are doing in the West, it's ridiculous. Milwaukee would be like 18 or 19 back.
Incredible.
Which is nuts. But you just got to enjoy it. And that's, you know, this area loves those two teams.
They do.
We got a couple weird White Sox fans sprinkled in. but right now, for that Cubs-Cardinals chase, this is fun. This is, you know, coming towards the end of summer. And every night matters, and that's what's fun to turn it on every night.
I read something on STL today that said of the Cubs, Cardinals, and Brewers, the Brewers have the easier schedule the rest of the season. The Cubs and Cardinals, part of the reason for that is that they play each other 10 times.
Right.
Of course, the Cardinals will play the Brewers, I think, another 6 times, 3 in St. Louis, 3 in Milwaukee. They've got the Cubs 10 times. So right there, you're talking, if you're the Cardinals, that's 16 games against either the Brewers or Cardinals here in the last, month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, I mean, there's your opportunities.
Yep.
And that's where it's going to be won. That's where the division's going to be won, and that's how it should be done. So I know you're scoreboard watching with both those teams, but, I mean, it's the most fun when they're going up against each other head-to-head. The scary part for a Cardinals fan, are the Cardinals not 0-6 in Raleigh this year? Did they not get swept twice?
Yes. That is correct.
So knowing that we have a four-game
set
the there
only,
late.
Yeah, they're the only team in the series that has won a game on the road.
That's frightening.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
It totally is frightening.
At the same time, I will throw out that the Cubs are frightened by John Lester right now.
Right? Hey, let's talk about two guys, John Lester and Miles Michaelis. Let's start with Miles Michaelis. For the third time in a row, he had a start that was not good, mm-hmm. and I looked it up last night. So it's kind of eerie. So the last three games, Michaelis has given up all in five innings. So five innings one game, five innings the next, five innings the third. So 15 total. He's given up 16 runs in those 15 innings. 5-6-5.
That's gross.
And that's not good when you're in a pennant race and you are, some would say, and I know Jack Flaherty has taken over that role as ace, but certainly Miles Michaelis was really good last year and then was paid by the Cardinals on an extension. They did not expect him to be a 13-game loser, and it could have been worse.
Should have been 14, probably.
Should have been 14 if the Cardinals wouldn't have come back last night.
Yeah.
What concerns you about him? Is he just hittable?
He's too hittable.
Seems like he's hittable.
He was able to live on the corners last year and was really, you know, didn't walk anybody, was pinpoint accurate, didn't get a lot of hard contact. But when you are someone that doesn't get a ton of swing and miss, then you've got to be on your game every night. And last year, to think that he was 18-4, I mean, he was the best bang for your buck pitcher in the league last year.
Yes, he was.
And then this year, he's been very, very disappointing, and he got paid in the offseason.
Yep.
He got the big extension. So to be 7-13, his ERA is almost a 4.5. That's not good when I know that Michael Wacha is still in that rotation as well. I know Wacha has been better of late, but two weak links like that scares you.
Mm. Two guys on the offensive side that have drawn my ire in the last couple of years, Dexter Fowler and Matt Carpenter this year, they came up huge last night. Of course, Marcelo Zuna hit a bomb to tie the game at 2.
Do we not appreciate him enough?
No, we don't. We don't.
Because he's a pretty darn good hitter.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is, and he's having a good season. Can you imagine if you gave him back the month and a half he missed?
Mm-hmm.
The stats at the end of the year will reflect what he could have done if you would have given him that. And then, of course, the Cardinals fell behind 5-2 as Arenado went deep on a 3-run homer against Michaelis. And then Paul DeJong, who just keeps doing this, hits a 2-run homer to make it 5-4, puts you right back into position. Then you get Matt Carpenter, who works a really good at-bat into a walk, and he is really good at that. Let's give him his due there. And then Dexter Fowler, with the advice from Paul Goldschmidt that said, you need to pull the ball.
Because he hit it hard the first two times dead to center field.
And Dexter Fowler homer to make it 6-5. Can I tell you something about that? I think on the Twitter world, I was the first guy to notice Yadier Molina. Did you notice it?
I didn't know.
So when they showed, after Fowler had homered, they showed a slow-mo from the dugout of the Rockies that you could see Fowler, and then you could see part of the Cardinals bench. And while the pitch was coming, Yadi had his arms in the air.
Like he knew it.
It comes. And I tweeted that out. I'm like, Yadi saw that before, or he knew that before the pitch. And the next thing you know, that is now the not a national story, but certainly regional, about how Yadier Molina basically was like, he's going to hit a home run here. But it was a really cool moment for Dexter Fowler. Of course, he used to play for Colorado.
Yep.
So he seems to do that every year late against a team he played for. He did that against the Cubs last year. He did that against Colorado this year. Harrison Bader, kind of came down to earth again a little bit last night. But all in all, knowing the Cubs had won already that day, all in all, that was a big win for the Cardinals last night.
Oh, it was absolutely huge. You get three home runs, as you mentioned, with Ozuna, DeJong, and Fowler. And I got to give it to Fowler. He's been serviceable.
He really has.
He's been pretty solid for an outfield that, you know, keeps bringing up and sending down guys, whether it's Harrison Bader, Tyler O'Neill, or, we got Tommy Edman playing in the outfield at times. Fowler hasn't earned that big paycheck that he's gotten, but we're going to need him down the stretch, and he's actually come up with some big hits.
Big time. And I was happy to see that for him. On the Cubs side of things, they have been hot. Then they lose today against the Nationals. I mean, I'm not freaking out. I mean, you lose 9-3, right? And the offense certainly didn't do anything today.
Yep.
Was Lester the pitcher today then?
Lester was the pitcher today.
Okay. So
here's his August ERA. 7.65
four
starts.
Oh, boy. Wonder what's happened.
I don't know. And I wish I could pull up the article that I read a couple weeks ago where it said that he pretty much has these late season lulls right before he, you know, gets it together for the home stretch.
Kind of dials it back in.
Into the postseason. I don't know if it's coming, though. I think the Cubs fans would would worry about where he's at right now.
That'd be the worry.
As Trevor said before, he's a lot of he's boom or bust. He can be, you know, really good, or he's going to give up 5-6 runs and be out of the game quick.
Well, it's interesting, and we'll see. I mean, the Cubs now in this series against Washington, you know, you got two more at Wrigley. Cardinals, of course, have two more, well, three more, including tonight.
Yep.
Against Colorado. So, boy, you look at that Colorado order. They have some offense in there.
Oh, sure.
Charlie Blackmon,
you got some pop.
Arenado, they got a lot of guys that can do it. So if the Cardinals hopefully can continue to at least get three or four
here. Yeah, the next two, I think the Cardinals got to look to get, especially Flaherty and when Dakota Hudson takes the mound again, because he's been
Hudson's
really, really good.
So Hudson's pitching again Saturday?
Yeah.
That will be the fourth game I've been to this year, and Dakota Hudson has pitched every one of them.
Have you seen a lot of wins this year?
I saw one the last time. Andrew and I saw a win, and I'm trying to think of the very first time I went. I don't think he factored.
2-1?
I think 2-0.
Okay.
So
he's 2-0.
The fourth one will be tomorrow. That is funny that I keep, every time I go down, I get Dakota Hudson, and he's pitched. Oh, no, you know what? They did win the game. They won the other game I was there. So Dakota Hudson, I think, is 3-0 in the games I'm at Busch Stadium.
And you better go on Saturday.
We will definitely be there on Saturday, so I'm looking forward to that. All right, good Cardinals and Cubs talk there. When we come back, how about those Cardinals and Cubs? What will they do the rest of the series? We're going to tell you in Who You Got. It is The Drive.
Hi, I'm Troy Lanz from Lanz Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lanz is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lanz today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LanzInc.com. I'm Troy Lanz, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
El Toro grabs your taste buds and takes them on a wild ride, like a bull rider holds on for 8 seconds. The El Toro fajitas are the sizzling star of the show. They take grilled meats, guacamole, Mexican fried rice, and give you the flour tortillas to make each individual bite your way. We can't forget about the chips and tangy salsa that come right when you sit at your table. Amazing service, authentic Mexican food, and an experience you soon won't forget. So stop by El Toro at 723 South Neal Street in Champaign, or order on Grubhub, and the authentic flavor will be delivered to your door.
Grill and Chill with the UMI Meat Sales Room Monday starting this fall on ESPN 93.5. Each Monday, Ben Peterson stops by, gives you ideas on what you should be cooking at your tailgate event. Listen for our first Grill and Chill segment coming up Monday, August 26th. Ben will tell you how to prepare the main dish, any side dishes, talk about the price of the meat and the products used, and how much to make to feed your tailgate group. It's ESPN's Grill and Chill with the UMI Meat Sales Room, located off Florida on Maryland in Urbana. And August started August 26th.
It takes a lot to keep that smile bright. Brushing, flossing, rinsing, and a team of dentistry professionals like the ones you'll soon get to know at Urbana Family Dental. Affordable dental care you can count on. And to keep you at your best you and your smile sparkling bright, count on Urbana Family Dental. 1812 South Philo Road in Urbana. They'll be open soon. Call now to schedule an appointment this fall. 729-7411. That's 217-729-7411.
Nothing's better than summertime and barbecue. Hi, I'm Ben Grice, the owner of the Humble Hog in Paxton. Our meat is cooked low and slow, but our service is quick and courteous. Stop by for some delicious carryout or stay a while and dine in. All of our rubs and sauces are made in-house, and be sure to try our famous Paxton Punch. It's the most refreshing moonshine cocktail you've ever tasted. We'll see you soon at the Humble Hog in beautiful downtown Paxton.
On Saturday, September 28th, the Walk to Defeat ALS will take place at Dodds Park in Champaign. The Walk to Defeat ALS honors those living with ALS, their caregivers, and family while remembering those who have left us too soon. The Walk to Defeat ALS is the largest source of revenue for the ALS Association, which provides programs and services at no cost to patients living with ALS. Everyone can become a part of the fight by joining the Walk to Defeat ALS. For more information, visit web.alsa.org/champaignwalk.
We checked out the reviews of the Illini Inn, now fully renovated in Campus Town at 4th and Daniel, Champaign. Here's what stuck out. Best TVs you can see from any angle. Fast service, nice staff, and it's still the Inn. Check out the Illini Inn, an Illinois tradition for students and townies since 1970. Serving cold drinks and a full menu, the Illini Inn, 4th and Daniel, Champaign.
Here's former U of I gymnast Billy Hoyce on the benefits of gymnastics and the teachings of owner Yoshi Hayasaki.
Yoshi is contagious. If you're around him for a little while, the charisma is spectacular. He was really focused on everybody, not just the top-tier athlete. When you start gymnastics as a little type, you are developing that true coordination, flexibility, strength, and even if you don't stay with it, it's just such a fabulous sport.
Visit Hayasaki Gym online at HayasakiGym.com.
Join the student alumni ambassadors from the University of Illinois for the I Help Community Food Drive benefiting the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. The community is encouraged to drop donations at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center, located at 601 South Lincoln Avenue in Urbana, on Saturday, September 28th. Can't make it on the 28th? No worries. Student volunteers will be picking up donations throughout the community. For questions, email uiuc.ihelp@gmail.com. Again, email uiuc.ihelp@gmail.com for questions or to get involved.
Planning a party or an event? Think Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign. With three large back rooms, Big Grove is the ideal place to host your next important gathering, whether it's for the team after the game or a timeless family gathering. Big Grove has the space and the hospitality to make everyone feel welcome. Features include a full bar and a menu with something for everyone. Contact sales at biggrovetavern.com or call 217-239-3505 to reserve your private space.
When you're buying a car, you know exactly what you need. But the perfect match should be more than you get. It's also the personal banking experience that helps you get there. That's why Central Illinois' perfect match for auto loans is the U of I Community Credit Union. And right now, with some of the lowest auto loan rates in town, you can go ahead and say yes to all the upgrades. And you don't even have to be a member. So stop by the U of I Community Credit Union, Champaign-Urbana's number one local auto lender, and apply. Visit us in person on First Street in Champaign or stop by Five Points in Urbana. You can also apply from the comfort of your home online at uofi.creditunion.org. Whether you're looking for a brand new vehicle or you're trying to lower your current vehicle loan payment, the U of I Community Credit Union is here to help. We have auto loan rates as low as 2.49% APR for up to 75 months for a limited time. The U of I Community Credit Union is here for campus and community.
College is closer than you think. Whether sending your child to college next year or in 18 years, celebrate National College Savings Month with Busey Wealth Management. Their experienced advisors will explain your savings options. Now's the perfect time to save. According to the College Board, the average yearly cost for tuition and fees is this. For a public two-year college in-district, $3,500. And a public four-year college in-state, almost $10,000. Busey experts suggest some tips. Save early and often. Open a college saving account, like a 529 savings account. Make saving automatic. Ask your bank to automatically move money from your checking to your savings each month, out of sight, out of mind. It's a great idea. Set a goal and stick to it. Decide how much you want to save and find out how long it will take. And reward yourself when you hit saving milestones. Choose a college plan that is good for you. Let Busey Wealth Management help you in that regard. Busey, member, FDIC. Oh, I played it again. Derek, I'm not going to be like that. I'm not going to be that bad. Here we go. There.
All right.
Is that a little... No, that's... Who is this?
I should know this. Oh, you can have whatever you like.
You like.
That's right.
Who sings that?
You can have whatever you like.
You like. All right. I don't know.
Anyways, let me tell you about
I don't need to be singing.
ESPN 935 and Prospect Bank are welcoming back U of I students this weekend for welcome back student with welcome back student bags like we do every year. Not only a random bag stuffed with cash gift cards, which sounds great, but also you pick up a bunch of free stuff and great offers from businesses like FedEx, Body Work Associates, Jets Pizza, the State Farm Center, Rosati's Pizza in Urbana.
Sounds good.
Learn more about welcome back student bags powered by Prospect Bank at ESPNCU.com.
That's this Sunday, right? That is this Sunday. Take a walk. All right, it is time for Who You Got. Derek and I are going to give you the our thoughts. We got college football.
We got real football to predict.
And then we're going to do like an NFL.
We've talked NFL and fantasy all week.
I like this.
It's kind of been pretty pertinent, so.
I like this. Okay, let's start in Major League Baseball, Derek. We just talked about the Cardinals and Cubs. Start with the Cardinals. They have the Rockies for three more. They took game one last night, 6-5. Tonight, you've got Flaherty on the hill. Tomorrow night, you got Dakota Hudson on the hill against this Rockies squad that is not good this year, although they still have some offensive firepower.
Sure.
I felt like you faced one of their best pitchers last night. Got him out of the way, Marquez.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? I think St. Louis takes three or four in the series.
I agree. I think they take the next two, and that lineup is bound to put together some runs. I know they did off of Michaelis early last night.
Ooh.
But maybe Walker comes back down to earth on Sunday and the Rockies get some runs. So I think Flaherty continues to stay hot. I think that Dakota Hudson does as well. You've already mentioned you going to Busch Stadium and Dakota Hudson pitching equals the Cardinals win, so I'm penciling that in. Cardinals win 3 out of 4.
Okay, I like it. And these, by the way, these uniforms are horrendous.
Oh, I hate them.
So St. Louis will be in all white.
Mm-hmm. And you got a preview if you saw the Cubs.
Yeah, and I think the way it is they're all white with white hats. And the Rockies will be an all
in
black.
In white lettering.
Okay.
So you can't even see the nicknames.
You can't even see the nicknames. And then the Rockies will be an all black, including a black hat. Mm-hmm. But the pitchers, so Flaherty will wear all white but a black hat. And whoever starts with Colorado will wear all black with a white hat. I swear I read that today. So we'll see if that's the case. All right, Cubs Nationals. Cubbies lose today 9-3. Cardinals a half game back. Chance to overtake them in the standings again tonight. They've got two more at Wrigley. I don't know why, but and I can hear Cub fans already. Oh, whatever, Tay. I feel like the Nationals are going to get two or three in the series.
They're a good team.
They're good.
They're in that one spot in the wild card right now, and they got to face Strasburg on Sunday. Here's the matchup I'd be terrified of if I was the Cubs. You got Strasburg on one side. You got Cole Hamels on the other. Hamels has been bad of late.
His last
two starts has totaled 5 innings, given up 17 total hits, and 13 runs.
Ooh.
Not good.
No.
So I know the Cubs are better at home, but I'm also saying the Cubs lose one. They lose 2 of 3. They win 1 of the next 2.
Okay. All right. Brewers and Diamondbacks. Did they play last night? I don't think so.
I think they started a 3-game set tonight in Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee. You know what? Diamondbacks. I mean, they're not bad. They're kind of playing
They're at 500.
They're at 500. I just think Milwaukee gets hot this weekend, and I think they sweep the Diamondbacks.
You think they sweep?
Yep.
They're going in with confidence.
Yep.
St. Louis series on Monday. I think they take 2 or 3.
Okay.
So right now, going into the night, the Cardinals and Cubs are tied.
Okay.
And Milwaukee is 3.5 back.
Well, Cardinals are half game back, right?
MLB.com has them tied.
That's weird.
Well, they won last night.
Oh, that's right.
So they won last night. They went into yesterday's show.
That's right.
Because the Cubs had won a day game. It was 1, then half game after last
That's
night,
right.
And the Cubs lost today.
So now they're tied. Cardinals can go up a half if they win tonight.
Yep.
And the Brewers are how many out?
3.5 back.
Okay, so the Brewers are just kind of taking advantage of the Cardinals and Cubs just flipping spots, basically. Mm-hmm. But it would be nice for the Diamondbacks to at least get one. But I think the Brewers sweep for some reason. All right, college football. Say it ain't so. Number 8, Florida versus Miami. That is Saturday at 6 o'clock tomorrow night in Orlando, and it kicks off the college football season. Number 8, Florida against Miami. It's been weird that Florida has been kind of the last few years.
Last year they were decent.
Yeah.
Dan Mullen there now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Dan Mullen there. I think they take care of business in a series that you would love to see this thing get hot again with Miami and Florida. That'd be awesome.
College football needs that. I'd love to see a team like Florida or Miami make it to the college football playoff to spice that up a little bit.
Or a Florida State even.
Yeah. And of course, up here in the north, you're hoping for a Michigan I know Illinois fans aren't, but.
No.
But on this game, I expect Florida to take care of business, and a lot of fans can take some happiness in seeing Manny Diaz lose his first game in Miami.
Heck yes. forgot about that. I will take Florida to win that one. Then at night, at 9:30 tomorrow night, Arizona's at Hawaii. Good for Arizona. Going to fly to Hawaii to play a game. Good for them. I worry about them being out in Hawaii and seeing the sights too much, but I'll still take Arizona to take to knock off Hawaii.
Yeah, they weren't great last year. They're 5-7 under Kevin Sumlin, but they got this quarterback named Khalil Tate.
Yeah, huh?
Who I think bounces back.
He's pretty good
in year two in that system. So I think he lights up Hawaii big time.
Okay, and then in the NFL, Zeke versus the Cowboys versus fantasy owners.
Yeah.
I like this. Is Zeke going to give in? Are the Cowboys going to give in?
Did you hear the latest news today?
No.
Marshall Faulk, who is the Hall of Fame running back,
of course,
is training Zeke in Mexico.
Oh.
And he said on the Rich Eisen show that Dak Prescott will be, quote, a bum.
What?
After he signs a big deal with the Cowboys.
What is it? So, in other words, he's going to sign and then just kind of be...
So, I think that was the... just...
Be bad.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's a big statement.
Okay,
that was return
Marshall.
Fire where Jerry Jones said Zeke who earlier in the week.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Now Marshall's
call.
On Zeke's side.
Oh, my
this is
goodness.
A lot uglier than I thought it would be, honestly.
It is. It really is. And I thought it would be by week one figured out. But now you are going into, like for me, and I know a lot of
you
guys.
You have your draft this weekend.
I've got my draft Sunday. What happens, right? And what do you do with Zeke? Somebody's going to take him. So you're kind of taking him with the idea that if he plays, then you're in great shape. But what if he gives in and he's not happy? But surely as an athlete and as a professional, you would hope that he'd still go out and do his job, right? That's what you'd hope.
And he has 2 years left on his deal.
You know what? I'm going to go Zeke here. I think he holds out. I think the Cowboys finally give in.
Yeah.
That's what
so
I'm going to say.
You think the Cowboys give in ultimately?
I think the Cowboys give in.
Yeah. Well, fantasy owners are going to have to decide whether they're going to take him. When he's playing, the last 3 years, he's been the highest.
He's good.
Highest rush total.
Really good.
But David Johnson and Le'Veon Bell might get picked before him because this isn't sorted out.
I totally agree. Pipes, good stuff, my friend.
Week two in the books.
Baby, in the books. And next week will be game week.
Yes,
I cannot wait.
And grill.
We're going to be grilling on Monday. That's right. And then, of course, next Friday. So on Monday, the U of I meets sales room. Ben will be here grilling for us. And hopefully we'll have some people here to test that, and you and I and Trevor, if he's here, will be testing that. And then next Friday at Illini Inn, getting you ready for Illinois and Akron. Cannot wait. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Go Cards! It's The Drive. Say it. Bye, friends.
It's that blissful time of year yet again. Time for the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2019 Honda CR-V, which you made the best-selling CUV in America in 2019. And while the joy caused by these deals is quite a joy to behold, it's even better to experience for yourself. So hurry in to your local Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details. Based on IHS market calendar year to date, March 2019 for non-luxury traditional entry-size CUV segment new retail registrations in U.S.
It's that blissful time of year yet again. A time for uncontainable elation everywhere you look. And I'm not just talking about summertime. I mean time for the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2019 Honda HR-V. Awarded Best SUV Brand for 2019 by U.S. News & World Report. Hurry into your local Honda dealer.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers or go to centralilhondadealers.com. See dealer for financing details. U.S. News & World Report, November 2018.
August is one of the favorite months at Game Day Spirit. The team at Game Day, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, are excited to welcome new and returning students back to school at the University of Illinois. Students, listen up. If you want the real thing, the official gear of the Fighting Illini, there's only one place to shop this school year. It's Game Day Spirit. Shop online at GameDaySpirit.com or in-store at Neil and Kirby in Champaign or on Green Street in Campus Town. I'd go with Game Day. Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. Once again, I'm hosting the Live to Lead mega event at Dai Hotel on Friday, October 11th. John Maxwell and four speakers, Angela Ahrens, Marcus Buckingham, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com. So bring your team. I guarantee you will be better equipped with new perspectives, practical tools, and key takeaways. Improving our minds is like working out. We can't go to the gym just once and expect to be in shape. It's a continuous process. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
I'm Jay Lincoln, former University of Illinois linebacker and NFL veteran. When I moved back to town last year, my yard was a mess. I needed a true landscaping professional. I looked no further than All Creation Landscapes. Whether it's patios, pavers, or pergolas, All Creation Landscapes has your back. Great people, exceptional service, and a great finished product. Check them out at allcreation.net. That's allcreation.net.
Randy Graham at Curtis Orchard.
Joyce focused on the bakery, so the things there were her baby, and we keep her recipe going on the donuts.
This is your mother-in-law, and your wife, Deb, is such a good cook.
The donuts have been going crazy. It's just been amazing. So, you wouldn't think of hot weather and donuts, but I'm the only one who doesn't think that way, apparently. And fritters, you know, I don't think of hot weather and fritters, but most people do.
Curtis Orchard, 3902 South Duncan Road, Champaign. Visit CurtisOrchard.com.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com.